And it's one of the most feared and deadly viruses known. The Ebola virus is spreading at what health professionals say is an alarming rate in West Africa. Nigeria, the latest country recording a case. 660 people are known to have succumbed across that part of the world. Liberia is a country where Ebola has been rampant for some months now. And we're joined from the capital, Monrovia, by the country director of Concern there, Alistair Short. Good morning to you. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Christopher.
How frightening is the situation in Liberia today?
It's causing a great deal of panic and concern. It's frightening especially for frontline healthcare workers who are being contaminated. I heard last night that another doctor had tested positive. And then when we are unable to trace and track people well, it's breaking out into communities, and that's creating a great deal of scare. And as you said in your introduction, it is the worst case that we've had of the Ebola outbreak ever.
In the past, Ebola has, when it's occurred, been mostly contained in quite remote rural areas. But this time it's in big cities, Freetown in Sierra Leone, Lagos in Nigeria, and in Liberia there in Monrovia.
Yeah, this is true. It's of a different scale in terms of the number of cases and the number of deaths. It's also multi-clustered, which means that there are outbreaks happening in different places simultaneously. So it's difficult for the isolation teams to track those cases. And as you rightly say, it has now moved from those rural locations. It's crossed the border from Guinea into Sierra Leone, into Liberia. And now it's moved down to Freetown and Monrovia. And, of course, these are densely populated communities. So this is unprecedented in terms of dealing with Ebola. So, absolutely, it does ramp up the importance and the scale.
How successful are the authorities being in terms of tackling the crisis there?
Well, we haven't been good to begin with. We are getting an awful lot better. There's considerably more coordination. People understand much better the urgency. To put it in perspective, if this happened in England or Ireland or anywhere in Europe, it would have been a big demand. So already our health services are already stretched, even without something like this. So slowly there is more international donor support. The NGOs are also getting more activated to support the ministry's efforts and the work of MSF and Samaritan Purse, who are on the front line. And absolutely, we need to push hard for more support, because as the outbreak scales up, so we all need to further intensify both our support to the case management and also greater community public awareness, which is the one big thing that's missing here.
Okay, we leave it there. That's Alistair Short, Concern Country Director in Liberia.